Good morning from Copenhagen. It is our first day exploring this city, and we're very excited because a lot of people are very happy that we're here, so we have pretty high expectations. It is raining a little bit.
And we'll see how long this lasts.
We're gonna do our best.
Given a ton of recommendations on things to see, things to do. So today we're gonna head out into the city, check out some of the big sites and also some of the more unique things that you all recommended. Like the oldest bakery in the city. This place only cooks the Danish version of a cinnamon roll on Wednesdays. We've heard they're supposed to come out of the oven at 10:30, and it's 10:32. That looks so good. I did get some false information about when they came out of the oven. This is not warm. Can we be honest on this channel? This is like the outer edge, but it's average. I'm going for like the center part. This is how you really know if a cinnamon roll is delicious. Okay, final thoughts on the cinnamon roll. It was good. I finished the majority of it. I just came in with the expectations that were like up here, like unattainable expectations. I was also comparing it to a Cinnabon, which I really love.
Maybe they're having an off day, or maybe they've let themselves go.
There were a lot of people in there getting cinnamon rolls. I think it was an enjoyable cinnamon roll. I just expected it to be life-changing. That's all I'm saying.
So we've been out and about in Copenhagen for about an hour now, and a few things immediately stood out to me. The first one being the architecture. It is absolutely beautiful here. The old buildings and the new ones. It's one of the most beautiful cities we've ever been to. The second one is everybody rides bikes or scooters everywhere, even though it's cold and raining today, so that's really impressive. The third thing is there are hot dogs everywhere. Hot dog stands, hot dog restaurants. I don't eat hot dogs, so that one's not as exciting. And the last one is there's tons of big, beautiful walking streets like this. This is such a cool city. We're definitely gonna get hit by a bike by the time we leave.
Also, because we booked this place very last minute, the Airbnb that we were staying in last night is not available tonight, so we're having to move to a new hotel. I looked on booking.com today, and it said the city is 97% full, so only 3% of accommodations in the city were available. So we're moving our stuff to a very average hotel.
We typically only have two bags, our rolly bag and our backpack with all our gear. We haven't been home in 2 months, and we tend to accumulate things, so we both have two extra bags that we normally have.
This is small, sorry. $4 each.
Oh wow, that's very cool.
Hey. And this is home for the rest of the trip.
That was a haul.
We deserve some food.
Food.
So there was one thing everybody told us that we had to do while we were here in Copenhagen, and that was go to the Tivoli Amusement Park and Gardens, because it's the second oldest amusement park in the world. Unfortunately, it's only open for a few seasons, and one of those seasons is not now.
We just missed it, but they do have a large food hall that has a bunch of different restaurants, and so that's where we're gonna go with lunch, if it's open.
According to the internet, it's open.
So I think we're like here, and then you gotta go down to the udder to get to
This is where we're going. Looks like we need to make a right.
Here, so we need to go down the way.
The Danish meatball with the potato salad looks really good.
Yeah. Which one is that on the menu?
Fricatella. Are you going to share to everyone?
2 quarts.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And you can take
it. So this food hall is really cool. It's like an upscale street food market that's inside. We decided to go with this local restaurant that serves smart bars. tried to ask the lady how to pronounce it. It's the typical Danish open-faced sandwich. There were all different kinds of options, but we asked her which one was the most Danish, and she said frikadeller. Please forgive my pronunciation. So it is basically a Danish meatball. So meatball, mystery meat, rye bread, potato salad, chopped onions, some green garnishes. Looks good to me. I have no idea how to eat it. Do you have any suggestions? All right, my first Danish smorgasbord. It's really, really good. The meat is super tasty. It's like all the flavors kind of soak into the rye bread. If it was regular bread, it wouldn't be able to stand all of this mountain of food on top of it. It's all cold. I feel like I'm eating a salad. I'm a big fan.
So to get to our next destination, we are attempting to take one of the local forms of transportation. Oh, it sounds like it worked. And we're gonna try to ride it to the other side of town. I'm honestly like super nervous. 45% of everyone who lives in Copenhagen uses bikes as their main mode of transportation. So the bike lanes are packed. We don't know like what the local rules are. We're just gonna do our best not to get run over.
I'm sorry, mommy, for not wearing a helmet. I'm very nervous.
I'm gonna wrench you this one. Ready? One, two, three, wrench. Oh, there it is. Okay, we have two bikes.
Yay.
All right, here we go. Let's do this. This phone holder with these two rubber bands was an absolutely genius invention. Well, we survived the bike lanes. We made it across town, and it only cost $10 for both of us to have those bikes for an hour, which there I feel like go. Is pretty good.
And the bike lanes here are so good. It's like their own road.
No matter what road you turn down, there was always somewhere designated for the bike.
Like separated, like different than the road. It made me feel very safe.
Okay, so the reason that we've come across town is to come to this area that sounded extremely unique. It's called Christiania. Or Freedom Town? Apparently it's this part of town that's like, it's a commune that operates completely separately from the city.
It was an abandoned military base originally, and then these people kind of
started squatting.
And then they just kind of never left.
It has like its own laws, like apparently like weed and drugs are legal there and it's just being openly sold in the street. It has its own flag, it has a school.
But there are a lot of fun rules, one of them being no pictures or videos.
We'll try to be discreet, but like,
I don't
we've also
get in
read about
in this
like
place.
Some shootings, a grenade.
There are a lot of policemen in this area.
Yeah, it was like the closer we got, the more graffiti you saw, the more like sketchy looking people you saw, and the more policemen that you saw.
So
we're just gonna go check it out. It sounded too unique not to just like go see for ourselves. So we're on one of the side streets and we think we can film here. There's like a main street over this way where I won't point the camera, which I think is where the majority of like the drugs are sold. And the guy was like, do not point your camera in that direction.
So he said this is okay.
I thought this area kind of governed themselves and the police kind of looked in the other direction, but I don't think that's true. He said like the police come in here, they arrest people, they beat people.
He said if you hear someone say Ost, which means cheese, to go the other way because that means the police are coming.
It's such an interesting place. Like literally as soon as we walked in, like under that sign, there were just like people smoking weed like openly on the street.
A whole new world. And the craziest part to me is we're like in the middle of Copenhagen.
Yeah.
Like one, a main tourist attraction, I can see it from here. And I don't know how it could be so different.
There's tons of street art. But then again, like you see a lot of kids and like a lot of families.
Dogs.
Like there was a horseback riding school, like horses in the middle of the city. Such an interesting place. You're now entering the EU. I think we were
were saying something along the lines of, that was the most interesting place we have ever been. There was this street that we walked down called Pusher Street, and they were just openly selling weed just from these little kiosks. It was just all sitting outside. It was like nothing we had ever seen before. But at the same time, just right down the road, there was a daycare and a school. We just really didn't know what to think of it.
There were definitely some people I was trying not to make eye contact with while we were in there. However, overall, everybody was very friendly, and I'm glad that we saw it. But now we're moving on to a church, of all places, this one.
Look at that staircase.
It's closed. I guess we still have the rest of the week to go. Not today.
So there's this big spiral staircase that goes up the steeple of this church, and it's supposed to be one of the best views of the city.
And the sun finally came out.
So, yeah, maybe later. Maybe later. If anybody's planning their trip, though, and you want to go check out Freetown, this is just right around the corner. Knock both out at the same time.
Part of town that when I picture Copenhagen, this is what I see. There are 17th century canals and buildings that are super colorful and cute all down this road. Everybody's sitting outside at restaurants. The sun is setting. Swans are swimming by. It's super lovely, but it is a little cold. So we're gonna grab a coffee and enjoy the views.
Alright, that wraps up our first day in Copenhagen. I don't really feel like we accomplished quite as much as we set out to this morning. Having to move our stuff across town kind of put a little bit of a dent in our plans, but all in all, a pretty good day.
I can see how it's one of the happiest places in the world. I don't know what it is about it, but I love it.
Yeah, thankfully we still have several days in the city, so we'll get to see everything that we missed or that we had planned to see today that got pushed back.
And a lot more food. Yeah, you need a new coat.
Hey.
It's better. We are ending the day in this beautiful, oh gosh, that bird was fine. I thought I was gonna back off, I'm sorry. You're also not allowed to run.
No running because it makes people nervous is what I read online.
So I'll fit in great.
We'll see how this goes. Church and the weed town.